Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we've got today in my lucky dip. There we go. The first question comes from Elizabeth, who asks, how do I decide whether to choose necklines that follow the guides from an oblong or diamond shaped face or my A-shaped body? When we are thinking about necklines, the thing that's the most important is actually to do with the shape of your jaw. So whatever your body shape, what we want to do is create balance and harmony with your face, and the neckline is the closest thing to your face. So if you have a more curved neckline, go for a more curved shape. If you have a more angular neckline, like a pointed chin, a heart shape or a diamond shape, go for a more V-shaped shape, more angular shape. If you have a square jaw, go for a squarer shape. Now, of course, this can also relate back to body shape because one doesn't have to be exclusive of the other. It's not like, you know, going for a neckline that suits my jaw shape is actually going to influence too much what body shape, recommendations are. In fact, there's very little in body shape that is about the shape of necklines. It might be saying wear a more open neckline, but that doesn't tell you what shape that neckline is. So do think about if you have a oblong face, so I have an oblong face, which is a curved jaw, think about more scooped necklines or more curved necklines. If you have a more diamond-shaped face, which tends to be a little bit more pointed at the jaw, then go for more of a V-shape neckline. These are really the things we're thinking about. It's just creating harmony. So when we're looking at our ideal neckline, it comes from the base of the ear and it goes round and it mimics that shape. So my neckline's a little bit high today, but it is a curved neckline, which relates to my face shape. It's not like we can't do anything else. So if you think about it, if you have a curved jawline, you're probably going to be better in cow necks, scoop necks, rounder necks, rather than sharp V necks and sharper sweetheart necklines and really square necklines. All those necklines are too angular and sharp for a curved jawline. Versus if you do have a more square jaw, we're thinking about boat necks, square necks, and not really soft necklines. If we've got a V-shaped neckline, so a more pointed jaw, then we are thinking about V-necks, often some halter necks that have a V as well, sweethearts, crossover sort of necklines, all those sorts of things work really well. So think about the shape of your jawline relates to the shape of your neckline. Now, how low or high it might relate to the size of your bust. So you can remember we can have lower versions and higher versions, but they can still be related to your overall jaw shape. And then we can think about, if I want to have a, if you're an A shape, then a broader shape. So say we might be thinking that a boat neck can work well for an A shape because it creates a horizontal line up high that balances hips. But you could think about a wider scoop neck rather than a narrow scoop neck. Or you just think about, there's other things we can put on here. I've created some up your shoulder detail with some brooches. So there's lots of different ways of using your neckline to relate to your face shape. And then thinking about, well, how do I create balance in my outfits for my body shape? It doesn't have to be the neckline because there are other things you can do. With your own A shape, you've got to balance your hips. You can wear epaulettes, you can wear shoulder pads, you can have other sort of shoulder detail, you can have puffed sleeves. All those things are outside of necklines. So hopefully that helps, Elizabeth. Let's look at our next question. Today, this one comes from Suman. My question is, how do you wear dresses and skirts and not feel cold when you tend to be a cold person? So of course this means layers. This is not just wearing a dress or a skirt without anything else. So in winter when it's cold, I wear my dresses and skirts with thick opaque tights, and you can actually get some quite thermal tights these days. I also wear them with knee-high boots because that covers, you know, the lower half of my legs, and the top half of my legs is covered by the skirt. You can also think about the fabric that your skirt or dress is made of. Like if you have a fabric that's a wool fabric, like a tweed or something like that, a wool tweed, that is going to be quite warm. Or I've even had, you know, some kind of fleece-lined skirts, things like that, that keep you warm. So when we're thinking about dresses and skirts, if we happen to be a cold person and how do I wear them in winter, it's thinking about, well, what layers can I put with them? What tights, you know, thick tights, what boots can I wear them with? What is the fabric of the skirt or the dress? So I don't want to wear a summer weight garment, or I don't want to wear a thin, fine sort of fabric because that is going to be way too fine for my winter needs because I need to stay warm. So really it's just thinking about the fabric, what you put under them. Of course, layers over the top. I'll often wear thermal layers underneath. I might wear, you know, a camisole. I might wear a thermal kind of, you know, underlayer. All those sorts of things as well can go underneath the dress or the skirt, as well as I can layer over the top as well with jackets and, you know, cardigans and all those things as well. So that is how I wear my skirts and dresses in winter. And there's some that just don't get a look in, of course, in winter because they're too lightweight or they just don't work with the layers I require for staying warm. Last question today. This is a long one. Comes from Anna, who says, I have an A-shaped body with long body and short legs, which is pretty typical for many A-shaped bodies, pretty normal proportionally. So should I end my jackets between waist and hip bone? I should end my jackets. Yeah, so generally, because that's the smallest part, that is where we generally want to end the hip bone. And also because proportionally when we've got shorter legs, we don't want to end our jackets and stuff too long because what it does is cuts our legs up even more. This is something I like when I wear dresses or skirts, but with trousers, it draw attention to my bottom, and my tummy. So when we're thinking about it, when I'm saying hip bone, often the hip bone is kind of at, you don't want to go too short. So we might not want a cropped jacket with a pair of trousers. We might want it to come down to the hip bone or just about an inch below it, or a couple of centimeters below that. That should actually go over the top of your tummy. I generally find when I'm breaking up a tummy, I want to break it up. So I want the top or the jacket, whatever it is, the garment to end just below the peak of it. If it goes too low, it can, especially if it's tight, it will cup it. If it goes too high, it exposes it. So generally just below the peak tends to be actually the most slimming point for your ending tops and jackets and things when you have a bit of a tummy. And as far as a bottom, if you happen to have a longer rise, you might want to go marginally longer. But if you don't have a longer rise, you know, really what we're actually doing is the longer that jacket is going to actually draw that horizontal line round your widest point or closer to your widest point and draw attention to it. So in fact, we don't want to make it too long. This is where often people feel like that they need to wear things long to hide things. And in fact, what it does is create that horizontal line. You pull your tops down long, you pull it down, and it makes you feel like you're hiding it. But in fact, what you're doing is drawing that horizontal line across that area and drawing attention to it. When if you'd actually kept that jacket a bit shorter or that top a bit shorter, it wouldn't have drawn attention to it. So that's where it's getting to your sweet spot. And this is where my big recommendation, and for all things body shape related, when you're looking at your own figure flattery guidelines, because remember that everything I give you is just general guidelines, general rules. You're a unique individual. You need to figure out for you exactly where your sweet spots are. And this is where taking photos, put the garment on, take photos, adjust the hem, see which are your sweet spots. And this might vary slightly between different garments just because sometimes fabrics sit differently. The design details might be slightly different as well. But you'll start to figure out, oh, that's my sweet spot of where things end that look best. And of course, you can do a column of color. If you want to wear something a bit longer, or even if it's not longer, if the top and the bottom blend together, they're not going to draw attention because we're not seeing that horizontal line because we have that column of color. So with trousers and things too, you know, you can have the you know, the jackets and the tops marginally longer, but I wouldn't go too long because otherwise we tend to make the legs look really short, and that then draws more attention and, you know, makes you all over look shorter. So hopefully that helps. Please do send me your questions. We've been having a lot of proportion related questions recently, which has been fun, something I haven't thought about for a while. But do let me know what your questions are and what you'd like to know, because I want to come here and help you and give you some tips and advice that'll help you create a better style, stop wasting money on the clothes that don't work for you, and really, you know, make you feel good every day. Because really, in the end, that's what I want to do. I want to give you confidence. I want to make you feel good. I want you to be able to get up, get dressed, look in the mirror, go, I look pretty, great, you know, and leave, or no, well, you can leave the house again, or get on with your day, not thinking about it. So please do send me your questions. And of course, if you'd like my personal advice about your body shape, your coloring, those sorts of things, that all comes as part of my 7 Steps to Style program. So, you know, feel free to, you know, join up there. Seriously, it'll save you so much money for the entire rest of your life, and you get lifetime access. It's not like you have to do this all in a hurry and then you can never come back to it. This is something that lasts forever. So send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Head over to the blog. Check out all the posts there. So there's lots of proportion posts and all those, and body shape posts there, and jawline face shape posts. So I talk about the best, you know, necklines for your face shape. All those sorts of things are over on the blog. And do let me know what you want to know. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.